What's up? It's me, Bernard De Broek. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, guys. Let's enjoy. So, welcome back, guys. Today we're going to be talking about what school doesn't teach us and what it does teach us, which we need to get rid of, basically. Like, I'm still in high school, of course. But things they teach you there, they prepare you to become a 9-to-5 person, like everybody is, right? They prepare you to print information in your mouth and spit it out when you have a test. But you probably, most of the people in high school don't like the subject that they are following there, and they have to make a test on it and will not get good results, which they shouldn't. Like, bad vibes or like bad feelings plus information is like no memory, right? You don't memorize anything if you do not like it, right? And if you do like it, it'll go into your long-term memory, basically. So, yeah, they just prepare you for a 9-to-5 job where you need information for. But what I think is, it's not about the information, it's more about how do you get the information, right? Because when I'm having a 9-to-5 job, you know, I don't need to literally do anything that's even like a test, you know? It's about having the information, you know? And nowadays you can learn everything for free on the internet. You can find everything for free on the internet. Like, of course, school is good for your insight and stuff as well. That's good. Your insight and your practical aspects of it. But I think that if you can just drop a subject that you don't like, school becomes so much better, right? Because that one subject can really, like, decrease your mood for school there, right? Because if you can choose your own subjects, school becomes so much more fun, I think. And so you'll learn a lot more and a lot better, actually. Right? And that's what you miss on school. Right? That's what I think is weird, you know? Because they don't teach you anything about investing, right? They do teach you the theory, but why do you learn the theory if you don't know how to implement it, right? It's like worth nothing if you got the theory, but you don't have the ability to implement it, right? Because they don't tell you how to invest. They just tell you different ways of investments, like stocks and stuff. But they don't tell you how to buy them. They don't even tell you about brokers, like nothing. Like, that's just crazy, isn't it? They don't tell you how to run a business. They tell you the theory, but what do you have about theory if you don't know how to implement it, right? That's the big problem, I think, with school. I don't think school's bad for people. I think it's good for people who want a 9-to-5 job, right? An exact job. Like, some kind of, yeah, what people would have the benefit of school, like, yeah. What the exact jobs, I think. And of course, it is important to have knowledge, you know. So I'm not saying learning is bad. Of course not. But in school, you learn the wrong way. While if you self-educate yourself, you can learn yourself what you want to learn, which means positive feelings plus information is long-term memory. So you can learn what you like, and you can learn it a lot better and memorize it a lot better. So that's why I choose self-education over school for myself, right? Some people probably like school better because you need to have self-discipline to self-educate yourself. So yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. Tune out.